Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. When completing the secular work, there's a tremendous sense of accomplishment, and rightfully so. If you finished all of Shakespeare, you would be very proud of your efforts and what you had learned. But celebrating a siyum is markedly different. We recite a unique prayer called the Hadron. The meaning of the word Hadron is we will return. Because when we finish, it is not goodbye. Our aim is to come back, to visit sacred and beloved texts, to learn more and grow from the messages taught. So mazel tov to each one of you. May we continue to learn together, and may we greet each other in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, celebrating in a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. May it be speedily in our day. And now, to complete Torat Imecha Nachyomi's first cycle, Mrs. Michal Horowitz, Perek Lamed Vav, Chapter 36, completing Divrei Hayamim Beis and all of Sifrei Nach.
Hello, welcome back to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study and conclude our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Lamed Vav. This is the last chapter in Divrei Hayamim. It's also the last chapter in the 24 books of Tanakh. Yesterday we learned about the death of King Yoshiyahu, who is a righteous king. We explored extensively a beautiful piece by the Rav that helped us understand more the power of Yoshiyahu, the Kedusha, if you will, that he brought to the land, and unfortunately his death. Once King Yoshiyahu, the last righteous king of Judah, dies, it is a downward spiral from there. And like we learned yesterday, the Churban was extended by 22 years, corresponding to the 22 Psukim in Perek Dalet, but really the Churban was very much on its way. Perek Lamed Vav, Vayichu Am Ha'aris Esiho Achaz Ben Yoshiyahu, Vayem Lichu Tachas Avi Birushalayim. So after Yoshiyahu, his son Yehoyachaz is appointed as king by the people of the land. This was not the Bechor of Yoshiyahu, was not the firstborn son. Yehoahaz is appointed as king. Ben Shalosh Va'asum Shana Yoachaz B'mlacho. He was 23 years old when he ascended to kingship. Ushlosha Chadashim Malach Birushalayim. So this is a period of great turmoil, instability. The king changes hands very, very quickly. He only rules for 3 months. And what happens to him? 3 months. Vayisireu Melech Mitzrayim B'Yerushalayim. The king of Egypt removed him from the throne in Jerusalem. What happened is Pharaoh Necho, who we learned about yesterday, Paronicho, returned from his unsuccessful war, and on his way back from the north to the south, he passed again through the land of Yehuda, writes Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, angry and bitter at his failure. Having killed Yoshiyahu, the father of the current king, Paro considered himself the supreme leader over Yehuda, and he refused to accept the appointment of Yehoyachaz, and therefore he removes Pharaoh Necho, removes the king Yehoyachaz from his appointment after only 3 months. And he puts a huge tax upon Malchus Yehuda, the people remaining in the land, 1,000 talents of silver, and a talent of gold. Instead of Yehoyachaz, who the king Pharaoh Necho takes off of the throne, Pharaoh puts El Yakim, the brother of Yehoyachaz, on the throne instead, Vayasev et Shmo Yehoyakim, to show Pharaoh's power. He changes the name of Eliakim to Yehoyakim, Vas Yoachaz Achiv Lakak Necho Vevyevu Mitzrayim. So unfortunately, Yehoyachaz, the son of Yoshiyahu, who is the second son, has been deposed. He is taken captive to Jerusalem. His brother Yehoyakim is appointed instead. Ben Esri Mechame Shana Yoyakim Bimlacho, he was 25 years old when he ascended the throne. This is the Bechor of Yoshiyahu. Va'achas Esrei Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim. He ruled for 11 years. However, Vayas Harab B'Enei Hashem Elokav. So this next king, Yehoyakim, rules for 11 years. He too is wicked. And now another foreign king comes. Allah Alav Alad Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, came up against Joachim. So we have problems with the Egyptians. We have problems with the Babylonians. Vayasirehu Banechushatayim. If you recall, we learned about that. We were Nechoshes. And he takes him in fetters to take him to Babel. So the first king after Yoshio, his son Yoachaz, is deposed by Pharaoh and taken into Egypt. The second king, Jehoiakim, who is the brother of Yoachaz, is taken to Babel in fetters. Not only that, about Nebuchadnezzar, we are told, Miklei Beis Hashem Hevi Nebuchadnezzar Babel. Nebuchadnezzar begins the plunder of the Beis HaMikdash. He takes some of the kelim to Babel, Vayitne Behechalo Babel. He puts them in his sanctuary in Babel. The rest of the matters of Jehoiakim and his abominations that he did, they are found in Sefer Malchei Yisrael v'Yehuda. Who's the next ruler? Vayimloch Jehoiachin b'no tachtav. So Jehoiachin, who is the son of Eliakim, is the new ruler. Ben Shmona Shanam Jehoiachin b'mlachos. So this Jehoiachin is the grandson of Yoshiyahu. So Yachin was 8 years old when he was appointed king. Ushlosha Chadashim Vaseres Yamim Malach B'Yerushalayim. He was only on the throne for 3 months and 10 days. He too was wicked. He did evil in the eyes of Hashem. So you see that very quickly things are spiraling totally out of control. Pasuk Yud tells us, and in that year, Nebuchadnezzar sent messengers, and Ve'yavieu Bavela Im Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. There is further plunder of the Beis HaMikdash. The king, Jehoiachin, is brought to Babel as well, just like his father was. And the further kelim from the Beis HaMikdash are also brought. Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem, the beloved vessels from the house of God, are taken. And Tzidkiyahu, his brother, is now appointed over Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So you see in this parak, we go very quickly from Jehoiachaz, who was taken down to Babel, to Egypt, Eliakim, who was taken to Babel, Jehoiachin, who's also taken to Babel. You see the plunder of the Beis HaMikdash beginning even before the destruction. And the last king, Ben Esrim, Va'achas Shana Tzidkiyahu B'Malchut. Tzidkiyahu was 21 years old when he ruled. Va'achas Esrei Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim. And he too ruled in Jerusalem for 11 years. However, Vayas Harab B'Yinei Hashem Elokav, he acted wickedly in the eyes of Hashem as God. He was not humbled before Yirmiyahu, the prophet. We know that Jeremiah, the prophet, is the one who prophesied about the destruction. He is the one who composed Megillas Eicha 18 years before the Churban. But you see that these final kings are not listening. They are not interested in Tochacha. They are not changing their ways. Not only that, but this final king, Tzidkiyahu, now rebels against Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. V'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar marad asher hishpia b'elokim. So Nebuchadnezzar put this king under an oath, Tzidkiyahu. He broke the oath and he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. He stiffened his neck. He hardened his heart, and he refused to repent to Hashem, the God of Israel. What is going to happen? We are told that all the priests and the people, Lim'ol Ma'al, Kecholto Aves HaGoyim, they committed great trespass during this time against Hashem. They did like all the abominations of the nations of the world. They defiled the sanctuary of God that was holy in Jerusalem. And God sent repeatedly messengers to them, prophets, to have them repent. God had mercy upon his people. He had mercy upon his holy abode. However, they mocked the messengers of God. They made fun of their words. They abused the prophets until the wrath of God ascended upon his people and there was nothing to heal it. Final story, narrative of Divrei Yamim Bet. Vayar Aleihem Es Melech Kastim. Nebuchadnezzar comes against them. Vayaharog Bachureihem Bacherev Beveis Mikdasham. Velo Chamal Al Bachur Uvesul Azakein Viyashesh Hakol Nasan Biyado. Nebuchadnezzar comes up against the people left in Malchus Yehuda. The kings have been wicked. The people are wicked. He kills the young men by sword in the holy temple. He does not have mercy upon the young man or the maiden. He doesn't have mercy on the old and the aged. Hakol nasan biado. Everything is given over to the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Hakol klei beis ha'elokim hagdolim v'aktanim v'otzos beis Hashem v'otzos ha'melech v'sarav. Hakol hevi bava. All the holy vessels, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, the great ones, the small ones, from the great menorah to the small spoons and shovels, and the treasury, that in the house of God, in the treasury, in the house of the king, and all his prominent officers, everything was brought to Bavel. Vayisrufu es beis ha'elokim, the beis ha'mikdash is burned. Vayinatatsu es chomas Yerushalayim, the walls of Jerusalem are smashed and broken. V'chol arman oses sarfu ba'ish, and all of her palaces are burned by fire. V'kol klei machmadel lahashchis, and all of her precious vessels are destroyed. It sounds a lot like Megillas Eicha, doesn't it? V'yagel hasheris min hacharev al Bavel, and anyone who remained was taken to Bavel. V'yu lo levanav avadim ad meloch malchus paras, and the remnants, the Jews, became servants until the king of Persia ascended to the rule. What does Pasuch Av tell us? L'malos tvar Hashem b'fi Yirmiyahu ad ratzisa ha'aretz eshab soseh. We're told something very interesting. Three psukim before Tanakh closes. The galus came because the land needed to fulfill the prophecy of Yirmiyahu. Now the land would be appeased. Now the land would rest. Kol yimei hashama shavsa lamalo shivim shana. All the days of desolation, the land rested to fulfill the 70 years. So once again, here we go. Right before we close, I go back to Chumash. In the Klalos of Bichu Kosai, which is in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chof Vav. Listen to what the psukim say. Hashimosi anias ha'aretz, this is Chaf Vav and Vayikra, beginning with Perek Lamed Beis, and I will lay the land desolate, v'shamamu ala oivechem hayoshvim ba, and your enemies who dwell in the land in your absence will find desolation. These are in the Klalos, the Tochacha, the chastisement in the book of Leviticus, Vayikra, v'aschem ezra bagayim, I will scatter you amongst the nations of the world, v'harikosi acharechem cherev, I will empty the sword of your enemy after you, v'haysa artzechem shemama, v'arechem yu charba. Your land will be desolate. Your cities will be destroyed, which is exactly what has come to fruition here in the words of Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet. However, listen to the next two psukim, Vayikra Chav Vav, psukim Lamed Dal through Lamed Hey. Oz Tirtza Ha'aretz Eshab Soseha. Call you may Hashama. Oh, then the land shall be appeased for her Sabbath. We're talking about the Shemitah year that was not kept while the Jews were in the land. Call you may Hashama. All the days of desolation. Va'atem be'aretz avechem. You'll be in the land of your enemies. You did not keep Shemitah when you were in my land. Now, during the desolation, the land will have its Shemitah. Oz tishbas ha'aretz. Then the land will rest. Shabbat. The land will cease being worked. The land will have her rest. V'hir tisa eshab so says. She will be appeased for her Sabbaths. We're talking about the Shemitah year. Because in Parashas Bahar, which is the parasha right before Bichu Kosai, we are told Abba keeping Shemitah and Yova. And now in the Klalos we are told we did not keep the Shemitah year properly, and therefore we're going to go into Galus. And once we go into Galus, then the land will have her rest. Again, I'm going to read the pasuk without the translation. Vayikra Chavav Lamed Dalet. Oz Tirtza Ha'aretz Eshab Soseha. Kol Yimei Hashama. Va'atam Be'eretz Oivechem. Oz Tishbas Ha'aretz. V'hir Tzas Eshab Soseha. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Kol Yimei Hashama Tishbos. All the days of desolation, the land will rest. Eis Asher Lo Shavta B'Shab Sosechem. Because you did not rest during the Shemitah years. B'Shiftechem Allah. When you dwelled in the land, you did not keep Shemitah. I'm going to kick you out of the land, says God. And now the land will rest. And unbelievably, three psukim before the end of Tanakh, what does the pasuk say? The Galus came, the Churban came, the people were schlepped to Bavel, the king was taken in fetters to fulfill the word of God in the word of God in the mouth of Yirmiyahu. Ad ratzitza ha'aretz eshab so seha. I'm back into Devarei Yamim. Kol yimei hashama shavta lemalu shivim shana. It's exactly what Bichu Kosai foresees, that we will not keep the Shemitah year. God will send us into exile because of it. And while we are in exile, the land will have its rest. Last two psukim of Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet. You know, how does Tanakh end? How does our holy canon, all 24 books, end? With despair, despondency, galus, churban. Last two psukim. Ubishnas achas zekoresh, we skip 70 years. Ubishnas achas zekoresh melech paras, lichlos tvar Hashem b'fi Yirmiyahu. And it was in the first year of the rule of Koresh, the king of Persia. and the word of God in the mouth of Yirmiyahu came to pass. Heir Hashem es ruach Koresh k'melech Paros. God stirred up the spirit of Koresh, the king of Paros. Vayaver kol b'chol malchuso. And he passed a voice to his entire kingdom. V'gam b'michtav lemor. And he sends out letters. There's an oral proclamation throughout the kingdom. And he quickly sends runners with letters. Ko Omer Koresh Melech Paras, last Pasuk Vav Tanach. Ko Omer Koresh Melech Paras, so says Koresh, the king of Paras. Ko Mamlechos Haaretz, Nasan Li Hashem Elokei Hashemayim. I am such a powerful ruler. I am such a powerful emperor. I'm the most powerful man in this ancient world. All the nations and the lands of the world, God has put under my dominion. V'hu Pakar Alai, Livnos Lo Bayis, L'Yerushalayim. And yet he has commanded me to build for him a home in Yerushalayim, Asher b'Yehuda, which is in Yehuda. Ki mi bachem mikol amo Hashem Elokav imo vaya'al. Whoever amongst you, speaking to the Jews under his rule, who amongst you from all of his nation, the nation of Hashem, God, whoever is with him, vaya'al, let him ascend to Yerushalayim. So how does Divrei Hayamim end? After telling us, Rachman Atzan, about the Churban, about the destruction, about the Galus, the last two psukim skip 70 years and tell us that Koresh, the king of Pars, was inspired by a divine spirit with an oral proclamation throughout all of his kingdom and also in letters. So says Koresh, the king of Paras, God has put all the kingdoms of the earth under my dominion and he has appointed me to build for him a house in Yerushalayim that is in Judah. Mi bachem mikol amo, Hashem elokav imo, vaya'al. Whoever amongst you, speaking to the Jewish people, from all of his nation, Hashem, his God, he is with you. Vaya'al. You will be with Hashem. Hashem will be with you. Go back up and ascend. I think it's extremely significant that the last word of the 24 books of Tanakh is vaya'al. It's an encouragement, it's a chizuk, it's a reminder. We must always be b'nei aliyah. Of course, we wait for the ultimate restoration of Malchus Beis David, not a Malchus Beis David of Avodah Zarah, paganism, worship, so much of what we've learned in the 36th Prakim of Divrei Hayamim, but the restoration of the righteous kings of Israel, the rebuilding of the third temple. But in the meantime, you must all be b'nei aliyah, or I should say b'not aliyah. Vaya'al, the very last word of Tanakh. Keep rising, keep ascending, keep striving, keep growing upwards in your Avodas Hashem. Do not despair by the Galus. Do not despair by the length of the exile. Do not think that Tanakh ends on a note of Yeush, despair. It ends on a note of hope. Koresh, the king of Paras, said, let's go back. I'm sending you back. Rebuild. Yesh tikva la'achariteich n'um Hashem. V'yesh schar l'pu'ulateich. V'shavu banim l'gvulam v'shavu me'eretz oyev. Jeremiah chapter 31. The famous words of God to Rachel Imenu. Vaya'al, the last word. And I also think it's significant that the last letter of Tanakh is Alamid. And in fact, the last letter of the Chumash Chumshei Torah of Devarim is also Alamid. Lamid is the tallest letter in Lashon HaKodesh. There are lessons to be learned from every letter, every shape, the spelling of every letter. So it's the tallest letter. That's how Devarim ends, and that's how all of Tanakh ends. It's telling you that the Jew, in order to be a Ben Aliyah or a Bat Aliyah, we must always stand tall, stand proud, like the tall Lamid. And how is Lamid spelled? Lamid Mem Dalid. Do you think it's an accident? Nothing in Torah is an accident. The whole Tanakh ends with a lamed, lomid. And what do we daven for every single day? Lilmod ula lamed, lishmar vela asos, ula kaim es kol divrei Talmud Torah secha ba'ahava. We daven that God should give us the ability to learn and to teach, to guard and to do, and to uphold all the words of your Torah with love. Vaya'al, Tanakh ends with a message of hope. We must always be b'nei or b'not aliyah. Lamed, the tallest letter in Torah. In order to be b'nei or b'not aliyah, we must stand tall and proud of our heritage. And finally, Lamed, with which Devarim ends, the last word of Devarim is Yisrael, Leinei Kol Yisrael, and with which Tanakh ends, is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, to teach us we must always be learning, we must always be teaching, we must always be growing. For those of you who finished All 24 books of Tanakh with Nachyomi, Kol HaKavod. I'm in awe of your commitment and your dedication to the learning. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope it was a meaningful journey. I wish you a big, big mazel tov.